Hey there, Sharon Hornell from here with Supersize Your Business. Let's talk about how to build a robust content marketing strategy to supersize and grow your business. I'm going to peel back the curtain and actually show how I do my content. I create daily content. Most people don't, but I do for my strategy. That's my strategy, is to show up every day and share business strategies that help you to grow and supersize your business for this particular group. I also have an annual challenge I do every day. So I'll show you the content calendars and how I create that. It's very informal. There's very fancy ways of creating content, and I do mine in my own way. And I'll share a five-step blueprint with you, and I'll try to do this quickly, right? Because it's Saturday, and tell you the five steps you really need to consider when you're creating your own content calendar and your own content blueprint. Your strategy for how you're going to add content to your business. Assuming you're already producing some sort of content, maybe you're not, maybe you're not even online yet. If you're not, I highly encourage you to create and set up an online marketing strategy. Why? It's inexpensive. It's effective. It helps you reach customers and clients that you otherwise probably would not reach. And it helps you to pre-sell your products and services by warming up your market. And we all know that a warm market is much more likely to buy than somebody that's never heard of you before. So, can't read my writing, need my magnifying glass. What are the five steps to setting up the blueprint? Let's start there. Number one, you need to define your goals and objectives. You have to know why are you creating content? Why are you showing up online at all? And it's gonna be a little different for each of us, but normally it's because there's so many benefits. It enhances your brand visibility and awareness. It establishes you as a thought leader in your industry, which we usually want to be, because people buy from people they know, like, trust, and respect, and believe that they can do the best job for them. And that's generally the thought leader in the industry, whatever industry it happens to be. And it's actually a great way to nurture and warm up and drive traffic to your products and services, right? You begin building a relationship. I don't remember what the statistics are nowadays for how many times you have to be exposed to a potential client or customer before they actually buy. It used to be 7, but now it's probably 17 or 27 or something, because people are becoming more sophisticated and they need to know, like, and trust you before they're gonna buy from you, especially depending on the product or service or industry that you happen to be in. So how do we go about, step one is to go ahead and craft your, step one of our blueprint is to know what you want. Know what your reason for creating an online marketing strategy is, and a content strategy. Secondly, you need to know your audience inside and out. You need to know the people that you're here to serve. What are their pain points? What are their desires? What are the results and the outcomes that they want by using your products and services? Why would they come to you over other people? What advantage do you have and your business have and your brand have over competition? Because we all have competition, not only in our industry, but in other industries and other solutions. Step three, we are going to choose the right format and the right channels to show up in. It depends on where your customers are hanging out. I show up on LinkedIn, I show up on Facebook, and I show up on a variety of other platforms with my podcast and with my posts, but some are more effective than others. And so we want to pick and choose those wisely. And the place to start is, where are the people that you want to serve? Where are the people that you care about hanging out? And then step four is to develop a content calendar and a publishing schedule. And I'm going to show you mine in a minute. It's sitting up here on the fireplace. And then finally, like everything else we do, we want to monitor its performance and then adjust accordingly. If it's working, do more of it. If it's not working, it's not giving you the opportunity to achieve your goals for creating the content in the first place, then you have to tweak and change it. Everything changes all the time. And if we're not willing to adjust and be flexible and modify what we're doing, we're going to struggle a lot more than we have to. So let me put this down, and I'm going to actually do that peel back the curtain thing and show you my way of creating content and a content calendar. I actually have calendars, little physical calendars, and I will brainstorm out or talk about and figure out the topics that I'm going to talk about for the month. And I just jot down a couple of keywords about that, so I know what I'm going to talk about each day. Again, I create daily content, so it's probably a little more in depth than you need to. And then for this group, for Supersize Your Business, and this is actually the first year I've done this. Before this year, I used to do an idiom every day, and I would just randomly pick an idiom, usually based on what I was doing with the annual challenge, at least for the last 2 years. And I would find an idiom that was sort of associated with that, that I could tie to how to grow and build and supersize a business. And I'd talk about what it means, where it came from, and how you could think about it or use it to grow your business. Well, I got tired of doing that after, I don't know, a couple thousand idioms. You know, there's 20,000 plus idioms in the English language, but after about 10% of them, they start to get old, or at least it started to get old and boring to me. And I had originally started to do it as a time filler as I was moving out of my house and downsizing and things. So this year I decided, after sharing, I think the first month or so I did, what are some of the best strategies and what are some of my favorite topics on Supersize Your Business, I brainstormed out a huge list of topics for every day. So here's my brainstormed list of topics for every day. And there's like 300 of them because I show up every day and I just pick the next one. I didn't rearrange the list. I just made the list. And as things popped into my head, and I actually used ChatGPT to help me come up with some more subjects, I just talk about that subject every day. Thus today's topic. Although I think it's important that you have an online marketing strategy and a content strategy. I would say 90% of my business for my businesses comes from the online world now. Why? Because it's very, very inexpensive to reach a global audience. It's very, very inexpensive to target the people you want to target and create the business that you want to create. That's it. That's what we've got today. There's my messy content calendar creation and my messy writing. If I can help you anyway, hit me up and ask. Otherwise, have a fantastic day, and I will, of course, be with you tomorrow.